I was in deep in Reddit.
Which is what you always do when you have a second of spare time.
Oh, I wonder what's going on Reddit.
I came across this thread of people sharing their funniest excuses they've heard someone use to, like, leave work or not come into work. And I was cackling.
Like, wait, Heidi's got one. Had an employee on a performance plan. Due to attendance, you'd think you'd ensure that there were they were there on time. But no, some of the excuses even the unemployment judge couldn't believe. He did not get unemployment, by the way. Number one, late because a cat tore down the curtains and he needed to fix it.
Ah.
Number two, Dairy Queen drive-thru was backed up. And they have amazing biscuits and gravy.
Listen,
That
is legit.
Yep, yep. All-time favorite number three. He had to boil his bath water because his gas was shut off. And, well, that just takes time. Wow.
Boil his bath water.
Wow.
All right, all right. Like, they need
to... Unemployment judge, doesn't matter.
Right. They need to leave because their dog locked their son out of the house.
Right. Well, that sounds like an emergency.
That does. Their kid got a pee stuck up his nose.
Ooh, which also an emergency.
Listen, that could be legit.
Well, yes, because they had, like, I don't even know if they still have it, but they had a display board of things at Norton Children's Hospital that they pulled out of children's noses.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's get to Sean. Sean sent us a voice note. He has been a manager and has heard it all.
So I was a supervisor for 10 years with anywhere from like 100 to 200 people under me. So I've heard all kinds of excuses. Mm-hmm. I've had one was because his fish tank was broken. Keep in mind, I work third shift, so I don't know work third shift. I'm not sure what he would be doing at 1 o'clock in the morning for the fish tank.
I mean, come on. Fish are going to fish, right?
Fish are going to fish.
This other one, my favorite one.
Okay, get ready.
He called in and said he had anal glaucoma.
What?
Okay, stop.
What?
Okay, stop. Why? Why?
You have glaucoma in your eyes.
Yeah, listen.
He couldn't see his butt coming into work that day.
There it is.
That's
the punchline.
Got it.
That's the punchline.
Got it.
Okay, now it makes sense.
Brittany's used the traffic was terrible. The traffic at the coffee drive-thru.
Right. Absolutely. All again, right. Long line, amazing coffee. Can't start the day without it.
For sure. All right. We'll take some more. We got a bunch more. But yeah, if you've heard some good excuses, let us know. All right. 502-795-1997. Send us a voice note. That'd be fun too. One of those random excuses that maybe you've heard to get out of work, or maybe you've said it yourself. It's 99.7 DJX. I get to one from Rachel.
Oh my gosh. Rachel said, my friend just sent our girls chat this yesterday. She saw horses in her yard. She lives in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Went out to try to corral them while she looked for the owner. She stood in the rain for almost 2 hours waiting for the owner to get there while her boss was blowing her up, asking her why she wasn't on a Zoom call she was supposed to be on. She was like, he's never going to believe me if I tell him. So she took a picture for proof. Shout out to Casey for saving the horses. It's an amazing picture of this horse with a dog leash around its neck. That's so great.
That is good.
Oh,
that
wow.
is good. Got another one. They couldn't come to work because their reflection looked judgy that morning.
Oh.
They needed a mental health day to, quote, repair their relationship with the mirror.
Got it. Okay.
Also, they needed to leave because their cat was having an existential crisis and wouldn't stop meowing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Parrot got out of the cage, was chasing their wife around the house. Aggressive parrot. Got it.
Their goldfish was drowning.
What? I'm sorry. Back that truck up.
And then they walked out before the manager could process the physics of that statement.
There is no physics. That can't happen.
Sorry, my goldfish is drowning. I gotta go.
Wait, your goldfish lives in water. What in the world?
Got another message. Someone said, I frequently say I have a casserole in the oven and just leave.
Oh.
Whether it's work, parties, wedding events, doesn't matter.
I have a casserole in the oven.
Yeah. It says, I think it's from the movie Over the Hedge or something.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they work from home. but had to leave an online meeting because a squirrel fell down their chimney and was in their house.
Oh, my gosh.
That's creative.
That is creative.
I'm sorry. I have to go. A squirrel fell down the chimney and is chasing and is running around my house right now. I need to go deal with that. That needs my attention.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. All right. Those are good. Those are good.
One person said, their wife said that he had to come home immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Then later, he walked back into work and said his wife was on the radio and won $500 because she was able to convince him to leave work immediately without telling him it was a contest.
That's a good bit.
Oh, wow.
That's a good bit. Maybe we should do that, too.
Kudos.
That is good. I like that.
Game recognizes game.
Yep. Those are good. Thank you.